Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we are talking about a miracle story from Luke, a story that challenges our understanding of compassion, religious observance, and divine healing, the account of Jesus healing a man with dropsy on the Sabbath. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 14, verses 2 to 4. In front of him there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man and after he had healed him, dismissed him. That's Luke chapter 14, verses 2 to 4.
Let's take a moment to understand what dropsy actually is and why it was such a significant condition in biblical times. Today, we know this condition as edema, which occurs when excess fluid builds up in the body's tissues. Think of it like a water balloon that's been overfilled. The body essentially retains too much fluid, causing visible swelling, particularly in the limbs. In ancient times, dropsy was far more than just an uncomfortable condition. It was often a death sentence. Without modern medical understanding or treatments, people suffering from dropsy faced severe mobility issues, constant discomfort, and a gradually declining quality of life. The swelling would progressively worsen, making simple daily tasks nearly impossible. What's particularly interesting is that dropsy isn't actually a disease itself, but rather a symptom of other serious underlying conditions. It could signal heart failure, kidney disease, liver problems, or other life-threatening ailments. For the people of Jesus' time, seeing someone with dropsy meant looking at a person who was visibly painfully ill with little hope for recovery. This context is crucial because it helps us understand the gravity of the situation Jesus faced. This wasn't a minor ailment or temporary discomfort. This was a man suffering from a condition that everyone recognized as severe and potentially fatal. Understanding. This physical reality sets the stage for the profound spiritual symbolism that unfolds in this healing encounter. Looking deeper into this story, the dropsical man serves as a powerful symbol of Israel's spiritual state at that time, just as his body was swollen with excess fluid. Israel had become bloated with religious regulations, traditions, and man-made rules that had strayed far from God's original intent. This spiritual dropsy, if you will, had made their faith system heavy and burdensome. Think about how fluid retention in the body makes movement difficult and uncomfortable. Similarly, Israel had become weighed down by religious excess, making it nearly impossible to move freely in authentic relationship with God. The very systems and traditions that were meant to bring them closer to God had instead become obstacles, much like how the excess fluid in dropsy prevents normal bodily function. The religious leaders of the time, particularly the Pharisees and scholars of the law, had added layer upon layer of interpretations and requirements to God's commandments. Like a body unable to properly drain excess fluid, Israel had lost its ability to distinguish between essential truth and human addition. They had become spiritually ill, retaining teachings and practices that were actually harmful to their spiritual health. This symbolic parallel extends even further when we consider that dropsy often indicates a deeper underlying problem. Just as this condition points to serious issues with vital organs, Israel's religious excess was a symptom of a more fundamental spiritual ailment, a heart condition that had turned away from genuine faith toward empty ritualism. Only Jesus, the divine physician, could provide the cure for both the physical and spiritual manifestations of this disease.
Jesus' choice to heal on the Sabbath was no coincidence. It was a deliberate act that carried profound significance. The religious leaders had turned the Sabbath, meant to be a day of rest and worship, into a burden through their countless rules and restrictions. By choosing this specific day for healing, Jesus was directly challenging their distorted interpretation of God's law. Notice how in the scripture Jesus first poses a question to these religious authorities: is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? Their silence speaks volumes. They were caught in their own web of regulations, unable to reconcile their rigid rules with the obvious need for compassion. This moment perfectly illustrates how their legalistic approach to faith had paralyzed their ability to show genuine love and mercy. The timing of this healing was Jesus' way of demonstrating that the Sabbath was created for human benefit, not as a tool of oppression. By healing the man with dropsy, he was showing that acts of mercy and restoration align perfectly with God's intention for the Sabbath. This wasn't just about physical healing, it was a demonstration that true righteousness goes beyond mere rule following. Consider how Jesus didn't hesitate or wait until the next day. His immediate action emphasized that doing good, showing compassion and bringing healing should never be delayed by man-made religious restrictions. Through this single act, he was teaching that authentic faith is active, responsive, and always oriented toward helping those in need, regardless of the day or circumstance. In healing this man on the Sabbath, Jesus was also making a broader statement about his own authority. As the Lord of the Sabbath, he was showing that he had the power not only to heal physical ailments, but also to restore proper understanding of God's law. This was a direct challenge to the religious establishment's authority and their misinterpretation of Scripture. When we look at the dropsical man in this story, we often see a reflection of our own spiritual condition. Just as his body was weighed down by excess fluid, many of us find ourselves burdened by spiritual and emotional weight that we've accumulated over time. This might be past hurts, unhealthy patterns, or misguided attempts to find comfort in places that ultimately don't bring healing. Think about how we often handle our pain and struggles. We might turn to temporary solutions, perhaps unhealthy relationships, excessive work, material possessions, or other distractions. These are our modern versions of false teaching and religious excess. They might provide momentary relief, but like the dropsical man's condition, they don't address the root cause of our suffering. The beauty of this story lies in its message of hope. Just as Jesus didn't hesitate to heal this man, he stands ready to address our deepest needs today. Sometimes we get so accustomed to our spiritual swelling, our coping mechanisms, our self-protective behaviors, our attempts at self-redemption, that we forget there's another way. We might even resist healing because we've grown comfortable with our condition. But Jesus sees beyond our temporary fixes and self-made solutions. He offers something more profound, genuine healing that addresses not just our symptoms, but the root causes of our spiritual ailments. When we bring our brokenness to Him, He doesn't just offer a temporary fix, He provides true restoration. Consider what areas of your life might be swollen with false comforts or self-protective measures. Where have you been seeking healing in places that can't provide it? Jesus stands ready, just as he did with the dropsical man, to bring genuine healing and restoration to these areas of your life. As we conclude today's episode, let's remember that the story of the dropsical man isn't just a historical account. It's a vivid illustration of hope and healing that remains relevant in our lives today. Just as Jesus reached out with compassion to heal this man on the Sabbath, he continues to reach out to us, ready to heal our deepest wounds and restore our broken spirits. Whether you're carrying the weight of past hurts, struggling with unhealthy patterns, or finding yourself relying on false comforts, know that true healing is available. Jesus' power to restore isn't limited by time, circumstance, or even our own reluctance to change. His healing touch is just as potent now as it was in first century Israel.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you, recognizing our own burdens and the weights we carry. Just as Jesus healed the man with dropsy, freeing him from his suffering, we ask that you heal us from our spiritual and emotional burdens. Help us to let go of the things that weigh us down, those false comforts and self-made solutions that only bring temporary relief. Lord, we seek your true and lasting restoration. Teach us to trust in your compassion and allow your healing touch to reach the deepest parts of our hearts. Thank you for offering us genuine freedom and renewal, no matter our circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's healing presence fill every part of your life, lifting away burdens and bringing you peace and renewal. As you walk in his love, may you experience his true restoration, strength, and joy. Remember, his compassion is limitless, and his grace is always with you. Blessings to you now and always.